I mean, you can't deny it. I know that it seems that you want to try to bury this and not make a big deal out of it. It's just going to be a big deal. They don't have a clear answer at the quarterback position right now. You have a major celebrity. Can't call him a star just yet, but he is what he is. He's a celebrity, and he was a good college quarterback who is one of your quarterbacks that are in the quote-unquote competition, whatever that might mean to the Browns, for your starting quarterback. Yeah, he's going to be one of the biggest stories of the summer, Shedeur Sanders is. I mean, you're just going to have to deal with that.
My question is, when does being the third-string quarterback on one of the teams projected to be one of the worst teams in football, when does that story fade? When does it become, oh, you're a fifth-round pick and a third-stringer? That's what I mean. If he rises, okay, now we're talking. But even the backup, like at what point does that become a story? People around the league are just like, all right, not a big deal. Unless all the stuff that we don't want to happen starts to materialize. Like, oh, Deion Sanders does a press conference and he's mentioning when he's asked, hey, your son is only the third string quarterback in Cleveland.
That's going to be part of it. Like this is why there were some people who side-eyed when they drafted him. Because if he deserves to play, I would hope that you play him. But there may be a point, he may very well go out there, and they're not going to tell you that he's terrible, but he may very well go out there and he may struggle with some of the stuff that it takes to actually go out and play a real football game with the NFL to start things off. And if he does that, and he doesn't seem like he's ready, but he does seem like a talented quarterback, these things are going to mix. And there's going to be so much pressure on them to put him out there before he's ready. I mean, that we've seen this happen a bunch of times too. Season starts to get away from you and we get to hear we got to see what we have in him. And my whole thought is, do we? They're a team that's as desperate for a quarterback as anybody I've ever seen. So if you're that desperate to find a QB and you still don't trust him to be out there, then what's that got to say? You may be full of it. The Browns may very well be full of it. But if they're not willing to put him out there, I don't need to see anything out there. I mean, I'm taking this from your book, bud. This came from the DTR conversation. Do we really need to see what we have in DTR? You said that.
Oh,
you
no,
said we've seen enough.
I've been kind of wondering what the point is of Joe Flacco now that they took the two quarterbacks. Seems to me that that's going to be one that is probably, you know, not going to be in the scheme of things come, you know, September. I think Joe's going to be gone. So then the question is, all right, Pickett, Gabriel, Sanders. What does that look like? You know, if I'm being told he's going to be third string in the preseason, then what happens? You know, what happens as far as, like, we talk about, oh, it's a circus when you have Johnny Manziel. It's a circus when we have Odell Beckham or whatever, you know, circus, whatever. But eventually you have to get to actually a depth chart and a football situation. And if Shedeur Sanders is third string, national reporters are not going to be in Cleveland staked out over a third string quarterback. That to me is why I think you're wrong. I think the story kind of goes away. I don't think there's going to be a lot of interest in that.
Well, this is the summer. I'm not talking about the fall.
Yeah, but I'm saying when does it dissipate?
Week one.
You think national reporters are going to be sitting here on pins and needles once we get to the second preseason game and he's a third string quarterback? I do not agree. I do not think they're going to be camped out here for that.
Well, I think there will be some. Yeah. I think there will be some.
What are they going to be saying every
day? To see him play in the second preseason game, to see him, to figure out what they, yeah, they're, I mean, they've sent us,
well, he was
they've
on
sent
scout,
people around
he
for
was on
less.
Scout team today getting the Browns ready. Like, I just don't think that's a story.
Is he going to play in the second preseason game?
Oh, they're all going
to. Then there will be plenty of national reporters there to talk about Shedeur Sanders. That's all there is to
it. And what he did against guys that are not going to be on NFL rosters this year?
Yeah, Anthony. Yes.
Cool. Man, there really is nothing going on in the NFL this year.
You asked, I'm telling you. You asked and I'm telling you. I can't believe you're surprised by any of this.
I would not, me in Cleveland, I would not care about him as a story if he was in another city not getting any of the real reps and going against.
You got your own problems to get worked up about. And also, I don't believe you would care about that. I think that you would read it. It's still a story that people will click on, and they will still send people to give you the inside stuff on that because he is a major celebrity, and he has a very strong fan base. And now it's up to him to go out there and earn the respect of those that don't care for him or to keep that fan base with him. And so he will have every opportunity to do so because they're a desperate team for quarterbacks. It's weird to have this argument with you, Anthony, because I agree with you in so many ways. Like, if it's right now, season starts tomorrow, Joe Flacco is my starting quarterback. And then if he's not the starting quarterback, they want Kenny Pickett. So if they have Kenny Pickett to go out there and start, well, then where's Shador fit into that? Well, they took Dylan Gabriel before they took Shador Sanders.
I mean, that's what I mean. It doesn't sound like he fits at all.
It for a lot of folks, it doesn't. So that's the challenge that's there for him. But if you're just talking about human interest, I'm sorry. We're the ones that always talk about SEO and putting Shador Sanders in highlights and in all the titles and all the other things that people do. So people will go and find Shador Sanders content. So that you're talking about stories. Whether or not it's worth it or anything, hey, I had to sit here and deal with all this crap about Bill Belichick and who he's dating over the last umpteen months. Like, I care. But it's Belichick. It's an old man with a young woman. It's going to be something that people care about. And you could roll your eyes at Shador Sanders all you want and go, hey, he's a fifth-round pick. Nope. It's Shador Sanders. It's a Hall of Famer's, one of the greatest ever play the position, son. He was supposed to go in the first round to a lot of people, no matter how much you want to dispel that. He was supposed to go in the first round to a lot of people, and they wonder why he went in the fifth round. And they wonder whether or not he has it or not. That curiosity is going to drive the way a lot of people see this from outside Cleveland. I think a lot of Browns fans, I agree with you. I think a lot of Browns fans are like, hey, who's the best player we got who can start and help us win some freaking games over here? But from outside, oh yeah, I think that they are very interested in Shador. Let me get to Crystal on the road. Crystal, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I was at there yesterday.
You were where?
I was at practice yesterday, for real. We took our students there because they had perfect attendance. So we were the only ones that were there. All four of them looked good. The only person who threw a ball and somebody dropped was Flacco. But Shador wasn't throwing to the first string, of course. And he's going to be a topic all summer just because of who he is. I mean, dudes that I had a few of them talk about Flacco. A few of them talk about Kenny Pickett. They talked about Shador the whole time, except one girl who kept saying, why is he so famous? She didn't know. I had to explain the whole thing to her.
But, okay.
Yeah, he's going to be the topic just because of who he is. His fan base, I mean, I love him. But I'm a Flacco fan, though, so, I mean, it is what it is.
So this is weird. Crystal, stay with me. So there was a guy on the internet saying that he was at practice yesterday.
Right.
So you're a school teacher?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what age group are the kids?
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade, perfect attendance.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Congratulations to that. I'm glad you were paying attention to give us the inside dope on what was going on over there at practice, Crystal. Congratulations to the young kids.
I was looking for you. I thought you were going to be there.
Oh, I don't think we were even allowed there, were we? I knew I wasn't able to go anyway yesterday, but I don't think media was allowed yesterday. I think media is in there today.
Ken did not have perfect attendance. So
I did not have perfect attendance.
He was not admitted.
I'm sorry about that, Crystal. I beg your pardon. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the call, and have a wonderful day. We actually did have somebody on the inside there, a school teacher with perfect attendance, or the kids had perfect attendance.
Did she every throw? You got to chart every throw if you're there, right?
Well, then she'd be doing more than her own beat reporter who said he wasn't going to chart throws.
I'll have a son who will be in eighth grade next year. I force him to go to school even on days that he has a fever so that we can get
chance.
The dope?
This isn't me. I just want to point out, I'm sorry, champions pose. I got a school teacher who's willing to call in that she was at practice with her kids who have perfect attendance and report on what she heard of Shador Sanders. Oh, he's not a big story at all. He's not going to be the biggest
story
this
summer.
Felt
like we got more about Flacco's day than we got Shador.
Well, she said that he did great, and she said the only one she saw with anybody drop a pass was Joe Flacco. That's what she said. Now, of course, I'd have to probably do some more vetting on this. This is Sports Talk Radio. We've had many callers, but at the same time,
I'll take her word for it.
I'm in no position to sit there and doubt Crystal. Now, am I? Teachers teach our America's future. Yeah. Shador ain't going to be the story of the summer. No.
I find it weird that eighth graders don't know. There was somebody that didn't know who Shador Sanders was. Because every one of my teenage kids knows who he is.
Well, now probably, you got me wondering to ask
probably
people.
Probably more than Kenny Pickett. Well, definitely more than Dylan Gabriel.
How old is eighth grade? 13 years old?
13, 14.
Okay.
Maybe 15, depending on what you've been doing.
How many kids, they don't hold them back anymore,
six.
Owen. Yeah. How
many they do. I'll tell you.
Does anybody, are there any other teachers who kids don't know who Shador Sanders is? It's got to be in the, like the single digit percents.
She did say it was a girl. I don't know a teenage boy that doesn't know who Shedeur Sanders is, especially in Cleveland, especially the way that the draft went down.
Especially in Northeast Ohio, where last year I saw Shedeur Sanders jerseys, like Colorado, him and Travis Hunter jerseys. I'd never seen a Colorado jersey in my life out here. And up until these last couple of years, they're major stars, man. They're major, well, celebrities still. Michael in Parma Heights, you're next up on the Fan.
Super Bowl, Super Browns. Yeah.
Michael's excited. Go ahead.
Get pumped already.
Okay. What do you want to talk about, Michael?
I just want to talk about, did you hear the rumors about New Orleans wanting to trade Chris Olave?
Yes.
I mean, I think that would be a good, I mean, we could probably give, we have two first round picks and a second round pick. I think we could offer them first a second round pick. I mean, we need some wide receivers if we're going to do anything this year.
Can I just draft a wide receiver in the first round next year if I needed to get one?
I'm not trading a first round pick,
Michael,
for it.
Can I just do
the
that?
The Browns need as many first round picks.
Because as much as I rip on Andrew for not being able to draft a wide receiver, and a lot of that is true. I know that we had one that, and thank you for the call. I know we had one that approached 1,000 yards one year from the sixth round.
There is no chance.
But he's never drafted one in the first round.
There's no chance I'm trading. And
no.
These first round picks that the Browns have this year, theirs and Jacksonville's, are going to be pretty damn big. I think we all should understand that. You're not trading that for Olave, who, by the way, is, you know, what, he had one nasty concussion last year, but he had two overall that kept him out of games. Only played half the season last year. No chance.
216-474-0092. Is he the biggest story of the summer? I think that he is. Well, one of the two biggest stories of the summer in all the NFL. But, I mean, we can't deny it, guys. You might as well steer right into it. It's Shedeur Sanders with this football team. And whether or not that he can rise through the ranks and be a starting quarterback for at any point during the season. I'm not talking week one. At any point during the season for the Cleveland Browns. And what that may look like. That's just the simple truth of the matter. I am getting killed on the internet.
Why? Why?
Because, listen, I the new Joey kid is a good man and thorough. But I knew this was going to happen sooner or later. And you will have to deal with it.
But Joey that works here.
Yeah, the new Joey. The new Joey who is in charge of the cutting the videos. Which, for all I know, it might have been Keith. Because Keith likes to do that. As I had said, and I knew it was going to get clipped when I said it. And I was like, oh, God, they ain't going to understand it when it gets clipped. Here we go. Because I said, we are wasting the prime years of our Hall of Famer. They can't put anybody around him.
And Jose Ramirez.
Yes. It is not, and I can't make this any clearer. This is why I hate getting into the whole baseball problem thing, because it doesn't get fixed, and maybe it will get fixed here in the next couple of years, but God, I hope so. You're going to have a player strike for it to happen. You're going to have to go through it. You play a team like the Dodgers.
Hold on. Why are you blaming Joey for this?
Oh, because the video I'm getting killed for on the internet.
Why are you blaming him? You said it.
What? I did, but it's taken out of context. Don't turn that on me. I'm being taken out of context.
Play the clip.
Play the clip.
No, you got to feed the clip in.
We'll turn into a cautionary tale. It probably already is to some of these ages. He will turn into a cautionary tale for the rest of the league.
Tone.
Player of the generation. He is our Hall of Famer. He will go into the Hall of Fame. I believe Jose Ramirez is a Hall of Famer, and he will go in as a Guardian, because they still do that in the Baseball Hall of Fame, the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame, right? Right. National Baseball Hall of Fame. Beg your pardon. He'll go in as a Guardian, and we'll always love him because he took this huge discount. What do they do with all the rest of the money? What do they do with it? See, we're doing the same thing we always do. It's the same conversation all over again. And so his career ends, and we're all like, he's not having the same type of season he's had. Like, I heard Nick yesterday, Jose's kind of having a mid-season. Still has a 20-game hitting streak. 20 games is nothing to fart at. 20 games in professional baseball is still a big deal to me.
How much longer does this go?
And I know that he goes up there. No offense to Nick. I know that he's pressing a little bit. Because some of the other ones.
Please, for the love of God. It seems like.
So if Jose has a 20-game hit streak, I'm just sitting there going, he's 30. What, he's 31 now? Is how old Jose is? So now we're going to one away. Thank you.
I mean, it seems like he got what you said.
I would hope.
So what's the problem?
Except it wasn't in the full context. This is not a Guardians criticism as much as it is a baseball criticism. The guys, the Guardians do what they can. They do what they can. They cannot. They cannot tank it out because they know you won't go to the games. So they can't do what the Rockies are doing. They can't do what the White Sox did because they can't afford it. They won't afford it, and they won't do it.
Well, did you say that earlier?
Yes.
Let's see.
What we have.
This is one clip in a 20-minute segment.
I'm glad he likes being here.
I feel like we've played 20 minutes.
He here, and we'll always give him utmost respect as fans, as media. And
one of these days,
I am going to turn heel, and I'm just not going to care anymore. And that day will be one hell of a day, because then I'm just going to start saying stuff to make people mad,
now,
I get accused of. Because let me explain myself again. Let me try to do it for the third effing time.
I think we just heard it.
Because I'm trying to tell – no, because what you guys are doing, you're trying to get me mad, and you guys want to make me scream. I don't want to scream.
He's a guy off the field.
He is a great guy off the field. Stop playing this. I'm going to say it already. They can hear it now. They can hear it now. So what happens is this clip gets taken. It gets taken by the people who get sensitive about it because they know that the Guardians, while people get upset about them, they're a well-run franchise. They're a well-run franchise. So I'm getting cussed out by guys like Roger in the Falls over stuff that he doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground about when it comes to actually what I said at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I get upset about these things, and it makes you laugh, and it makes Owen laugh, and I'm sure it's making Joey in the back room really, really happy about him, about their laughing.
Oh, I doubt he's laughing right now.
It ain't the full truth. Oh, Joey's fine. Trust me. It ain't the full truth. Is what I said, and you clip what I say, and then all of a sudden it's taken out of context. So let me be as crystal clear as I can. Yes, as it goes right now, unless you have a major player work stoppage, because they ain't going to stand for a salary cap and a salary floor. They ain't going to want something like that because they don't want to cap anything out. You are going to waste the prime years of Jose Ramirez because you can't do what the Dodgers have done. You can't afford Freddie Freeman or Shohei Ohtani. Or any of these guys, or Mookie Betts. You can't afford these guys. You can't do it. For as much money as we say, they're all richer than us. Paul Dolan is richer than us. He ain't got Dodgers money. And certainly after this TV deal with Kaput, he certainly ain't got anywhere near Dodgers money. So we can't afford these guys.
Can I do a counterpoint?
What?
Did they really waste the Jose Ramirez years?
That's all in the eye of the beholder.
Since 2013, the year he came into the league, Guardians have the third most wins in Major League Baseball behind the Dodgers and the Yankees. Since 2013, the year that Jose Ramirez came into the Major League Baseball, the Guardians have the seventh most playoff wins.
And again,
have they wasted the I'd say they've overachieved since they've had Jose Ramirez.
Let me look right
into
the camera and say this. The Guardians, for the fourth time now, are doing everything they can, but they do not have the wherewithal that the other teams do. Are there that many people out there that feel, because who did this team lose to last year in the ALCS? They lost to the Yankees, a team that can buy all the players they really want to, unless they decide to tighten the belt themselves. The Guardians can't do that. They have to tighten the belt because they're forced to. See, a team like the Yankees and the Mets, and really the Cubs if they wanted to, and the Dodgers, they get to choose whether or not they tighten the belt on their rosters, on their salaries. We don't. We do not have that luxury. That's what I'm trying to say here. That's a system that's broken. That's a system that's a problem that drives away the regular fans. So then people sit there and go, people don't watch baseball the way they do anymore. They don't know the game the way that they used to. Yeah, because when you show by your own actions as an entity of professional sports that there's only a few teams that logically are supposed to have a chance, especially now because the TV deals have changed, that really have a chance, they're going to start to tune out. They're going to go the other way. The Guardians have done everything they can. The Guardians are doing everything they can to maximize the opportunity. But how many people out there really, truly believe that this team now and over the next couple of years has a true shot at winning a World Series over the Dodgers, Yankees, or Mets? Very, very few. That's the point I'm trying to make. The Guardians are doing everything they can. I should say this. The Guardians are doing everything they possibly can to maximize the value of Jose Ramirez. They can't do it the way that the other teams did. If you had Mookie Betts batting second in front of Jose Ramirez instead of Bo freaking Naylor last night, I think a lot of people would feel a lot better about things. No offense to Bo, but you know where Bo should be in the order. Nolan Jones batting second earlier this year. And people are tweeting at me that Stephen Vogt should be on the hot seat. Almost called him Shane Vogt. Stephen Vogt should be on the hot seat. We shouldn't be on any hot seat.
Wait,
he's the manager of the year last
that?
Year.
Radu
and all the other ones. I got to get off the internet. So you got guys who are sitting there saying it's a viral, quote-unquote, fireable offense. He's doing what he can. They're showing you. He's got nothing. He's doing what he can. And I'll commend him for it. But this is what I'm pointing out. This year, the goal is what? Don't lose, which are doing as much as they can. Keep your head above water. Put on a good show. That's honestly what their goal has to be. Not the players, but the organization. Because they're taking a bath this year because of the TV deals. They can't afford these guys. We got to try to bring up Travis Bezanin next year. We got to try to bring up Chase DeLauder before he gets hurt. There's other guys that we want to see. And we got to hope and pray that Tanner Bibee straightens out, which it's been a little up and down, and that Gavin Williams, please, because I think he has good stuff, get straightened out. That's the only point I'm trying to make here. But no, I got Joey, who comes from the Keith Britton School, of getting me all worked into a shoot because you know he's trained to do that.
But my issue is, Kenny, is that Joey is going to now make this a video, and then you're going to get killed again, and then we're going to get right back into the same conversation. You're going to yell at Joey.
I'm not yelling at Joey.
You started the segment blaming him.
Well, yeah, because I feel that Keith probably taught him to do that. Go, hey, if you take something out of context, Ken's going to get really upset. It's going to be better for everybody because people really like that, apparently. At least the other two guys in this room do. I know
that Owen's
loving it. I would
like to think that Joey is smart enough to have known that on his own. He didn't have to be told by Keith.
It's true. He's got good family members that I know have worked me into a shoot in the past before. So what the hell? That's all. Does that not make sense? If that doesn't make sense, if I'm lying to you guys, tell me. 216-474-0092. How many people out there truly believe that this team, this organization, they feel it, has a chance? They're better run than all these other organizations. They're better organized than a lot of these other organizations. They don't have the wherewithal. They don't have the funds. The Dodgers have their own television market. How much millions are they getting paid every single year? The Yankees, they still have something. The Mets, they still have something. We are over there putting together nickels and dimes with God knows who to see if we can get on the broadcast, see if we can have broadcast rights for the baseball team. And because you've made your entity so TV deal heavy, it affects the bottom line when you have a major blowout with the TV company that is supplying all your baseball. And it's not just a Guardians problem, obviously. We've talked about this. So I like some of the investments that they've made, they haven't really worked out. They haven't. But damn it, man. This is a baseball situation, and I hate doing this because it happens every single time we talk about it. The haves and the have-nots. You guys want to know why football's king, why America wants to talk football all the time? Because somebody in Kansas City, in an area where they really shouldn't believe that they have a chance against all the other big cities, well, they've become a dynasty. That's why people talk football in this country all the time. Because a guy in Kansas City who just woke up outside of Blue Springs, Missouri, knows that his favorite football team has a chance. You know what he thinks about the Royals? Bobby Witt Jr. is a really great player. Glad we got him. Glad we got him for a long time. And they got a couple of other pieces, and maybe they'll get lucky. That's a team that won the World Series since the station's been on the air. Hell, basketball's doing the same thing, and you guys all bitch that nobody cares about basketball anymore. Oh, it's going to be an Oklahoma City and Indiana finals. Okay, so then we'll just talk about football the whole time. Because every time we start to talk about basketball, you guys either bitch, and I'm talking about nationally, you guys either sit there and bitch about the entire the ratings that they won't have, or you will sit there and talk about LeBron until kingdom come because he's the last superstar that the sport has right now. That's where we're at. What'd you write into the messenger?
Dodgers, by the way, got $200 million this year.
$200 million. What did we get? 15?
I think we're around 15.
The equal playing field. 15, that's 20. What I'm trying to say. You only got so much. Hell, the Padres are going all in. They had to go into Hawk.
You should have said that earlier.
Oh, here we go. This is going to be great. Tom and Metter. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Ken, when's your tryout for the Guardians play-by-play or front office job? Or when are you actually going in for their president of baseball operations? I can't believe what a shill you've gone in turned into. I don't really go in and care what they've got to go ahead and spend. It's not my business, nor is it my job to worry about it. They are a business. Here's the thing, Ken. Is it a business or a game? Give me an answer so they can cut it and they can go and turn it around any way you want, because what you say is what you say. How much you own it, Ken? Is it a business or a game? I'll be quiet for a second.
Are you done?
I want to know, is it a business or a game?
Well, they would say it's a business. Well, the owners would say it's a business.
That's not what I asked. I'm asking you, Ken, is it a business or a game?
Well, clearly it's a business, Tom.
Then they should put the best players out there that they can get. And I don't want to hear they only have two nickels to go and scratch together.
These are the best players they can get. These are the best players they can get, Tom.
So, all right, let's go ahead and go back again. So you think it's okay that we waste Jose Ramirez's entire career?
No.
Because we say, oh, look what we're able to go ahead and do. Everybody should feel bad for us.
I don't think that the Guardians... No, Tom.
Then they need to get out there. Then they need to get out there, Ken, and find other revenue streams. You don't think that we call that exactly what the Dallas Cowboys did along the way?
Let's start car washes. The Dolans should start a series of car washes to pay for the next player. So, what other revenue streams?
They did a massive rebrand.
They can do it.
We just did a massive rebrand.
That's what I'm
and again, where'd that money go? How about we look at the internet deals that are out there?
How about we go and take another type of business? Players. I bet you that a lot more stuff sold then.
All I'm saying, Ken, is you can't have it both ways. You can't want to root for the team and then not hold the ownership accountable for it. I wish you good luck in your next career, without a doubt. We wish you the best.
Wait, what's my next career? Oh, I hung up. Joey,
front office for the Guardians. He said that.
Put that on the internet now. Put that on. There we go. There you go. There you go. Are you happy? Are you satisfied? You got what you wanted?
I just want to make sure that we fleshed this out. Made sure you got your thoughts out there and taken in proper context.
These are the best players they can afford. These are the best players that they can afford. Eric and Akron, yeah.
So how can you say you don't think the Guardians will be any good? I mean, in 2016...
They are good. They are good. I didn't say they weren't good. They're good.
Nobody thought we were going to make a World Series run. Last year, everybody in media left the Guardians for dead. They went to the ALCS.
No, I didn't.
Like, I'm so tired of this idea that we don't have any money, so we can't be a good baseball team. And now, apparently, we're wasting Hosey.
They are good. No one said they're bad. The Pirates are bad. The Pirates, Eric, are poorly run and poorly owned. The Pirates are a big problem. But you cannot tell me that you believe wholeheartedly, because what do you do when they lose to the Yankees after the ALCS? Well, you know, one team's got everything that they can get, and they can afford to make the mistakes, and we can't. And it only gets worse when we're the ones. That was a year we weren't even dealing with the fallout from the television deal yet, Eric. Now we're dealing with the fallout from the television deal, so we have to bat Nolan Jones second.
Since the 90s, we haven't had much of a payroll. In the 90s, we actually had the top payroll in baseball.
Well, I know this.
But since the 90s, we haven't had much of a payroll. Yet, like Anthony said, we have been the most winning or one of the most winning teams in baseball.
Eric.
Like, come on.
Why are you arguing with me? We agree. We agree, Eric. Eric, you and I agree. No one has said on this show that the Guardians are bad.
You've taken Eric out of context.
He's taken me out of context.
Let's get the video up.
Eric, thank you for the call. I appreciate the candor.
It's one of my favorite segments in the history of the show.
I hope everybody's entertained, because that's what Paul Dolan would want. I hate you, and I hate you, and I hope you both are in the same car.
We'll be at the same party.
You know what? I'm going to be there for the kids. It's about the kids on Sunday, and that's where I'm going to be. All right, you guys want to play?
I'll tell you this. My daughters don't want to hear this crap that you just spewed for the last 20 minutes.
You have 2 seconds, and only 2 seconds to win. This is 2 Second Trivia.
It is time for 2 Second Trivia, and your chance to win a 4-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Hero is celebrating their 60th anniversary with a Waffle Doodle celebration. Right now, get any Waffle Doodle for only $4.25. Try the Chicken and Bacon Nashville Hot or BLTE. Try them all, why don't you? in-store. You can order in-store or online at MrHero.com. They have one in the borough. It's delightful, Tone. Tone, you think they're ready to play two-second trivia?
Oh, I think so.
It's America's favorite game. You guys all know the rules. You have to get two questions right within 2 seconds each. It can be about sports. It's mostly about the show, so I hope you were hanging on our every word or you shall be lost. Even when I was very, very flustered a segment ago with what people were saying and taking things I was saying out of context. Our first stop is John in Walton Hills, home of the Normandy Invaders, if I'm not mistaken. John, good morning.
Morning, boys.
John, are you ready?
Robin Doodle.
Lima, take it away.
Who leads the Guardians in home runs with 10?
Kyle Manzardo.
Ladies and gentlemen, John is in the barn. John, are you ready for your chance to win a 4-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals?
Yes, sir.
Tone, take it away.
This one from Mitch. Which Kardashian family member is Timothy Chalamet dating?
Shohei Ohtani.
He can do it all.
Can he? Paul in Cleveland, home of the East Tech Scarabs. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Hey.
Lima, take it away.
Which pitcher famously mouthed wow after giving up a crushed home run at Jacobs Field to Manny Ramirez in 1995?
Shoot, I don't know.
Here you go. Thank you.
As heard earlier on the show, not what we dumped, but the question.
Yeah.
If you're on the phone, you heard.
Yeah, you heard.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's why you got
to
get in.
That's why you got to get into the fan. Bob and Lyndhurst, home of the Brush Yards. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Lima, take it away.
Jose Ramirez extended his career best hitting streak yesterday to how many games?
20 games.
Boom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob is in the barn. Are you ready, Bob, for your chance to eat some Mr. Hero?
I am always ready for Mr. Hero.
Lima. Take it away.
As heard earlier on the show, Timothy Chalamet got an Oscar nomination for playing which musician?
So close, but yet so very far. He could smell the Roman Burgers tone.
I saw that movie.
We move on to Patrick in Cleveland, home of the Rhodes Rams and the alma mater of Drew Carey. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning.
Lima, take it away.
What round was Shador Sanders drafted in by the Cleveland Browns?
Fifth round.
Ladies and gentlemen, Patrick is in the barn. Patrick, are you ready for your chance to eat some Mr. Hero?
I can taste the waffle doodles now.
Yes.
Outstanding. Lima, take it away.
Which NFL owner passed away in the past week at the age of 65?
Jim Irsay.
Got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Owen would say, it's earsay, hearsay. He is the winner, Patrick in Cleveland. You are eating Mr. Hero 4 times over. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to put Patrick on hold, and I have to say it out loud because if I don't, then I'm not going to hit hold. I'm going to hit drop, and that's going to be the end of that. I have to make sure Patrick wins his prize because he earned his prize. Mr. Hero is celebrating their 60th anniversary with a waffle doodle celebration right now. Get any waffle doodle for only $4.25. Try the chicken and bacon, Nashville hot, and BLTE. Order in-store and order online at MrHero.com. Do you think my son and your son will have the same situation you and I do?
What do you mean?
Where you stick your arm up my ass and operate me as a puppet. You think
where did this come from?
You think that's how that goes?
Where in the world did this come from?
Because you, every morning I tell
apparently I'm the bad boy.
Every morning I come in here and I tell myself he ain't going to do it today. And I tell myself that Keith ain't going to do it today. And then every morning I end up being, most mornings I end up being wrong. Some mornings we get along very cordially and people seem to not like that. But in a lot of mornings, I end up being wrong.
We are getting plenty of reaction on social media from what I am calling the best segment in the history of this radio show. If you have the Odyssey app and you haven't gone on that rewind function. It's a big, beautiful rewind function. You should check it out. Robert Niro, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, says, I'm glad the Browns haven't wasted the Hall of Fame talent of Joe Thomas and Myles Garrett.
Because
the NFL makes everything equal and gives fans hope.
No, see, that's the thing. I'm going to find Robert and find his ass online and tweet that at him because that's a criticism of the Browns. My criticism is about Major League Baseball. Yeah, that does seem pretty nuts, doesn't it?
And that's why you don't want to miss a moment from earlier in our show or any of the local shows. On 92.3 The Fan, click the rewind function on the Odyssey app brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose, click, cruise at montrosefordakron.com to listen back to any of our segments from the past 72 hours. By the way, speaking of the app, we have big, big time press conferences. Your first chance to hear from Joe Flacco today. Kenny Pickett, I believe, is going to talk as well.
Sometime around 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock with OTAs day two there in Berea.
Kevin Stefanski.
Oh, yes, the coach of the Browns will be talking. Do you think he'll give a depth chart? Kenny, will he say where Shador Sanders is on the quarterback depth chart? He's going to be asked every single day.
No.
I don't think so either.
Poor Dolans. I'm just distracted, upset. Joe Vardon going to join us at 9 o'clock today. The hell were you? Oh, did you hear what John Fanta said yesterday?
No.
You're going to hear that at 8:20. I love John. John joins the guys in the afternoon every week. I heard what he said and almost zigged right off the road.
That's why you got to zag.
And by the way, my son faced his first jeering because he was my son yesterday. At baseball.
Good.
Someone yelled that he was my son. Strike him out.
The pressure's only going to increase.
It wasn't an adult. It was one of the kids. So I assume that one of the dads told him to say that.
Oh, yeah. So not only do you have to drive 55 minutes to your local not travel ball.
This is not travel ball, even though we've traveled more than we ever have in my entire life.
Indiana Jones on the map is going further. During travel ball,
I gotta go.
Then he has some of his excursions.
Our last regular season game is Perry by the Lake. I'm about to get a hotel up there.
Oh my god!
I texted you. It was 9:17, and I was saying Sarah's checking. She says this is unbelievable.
She looked up the Streetsboro School District to make sure that your kids didn't have school today.
We have school,
and you do have school.
They have school. Yep. Here you go. You will do this someday. And you say, well, not for baseball. No, you'll be playing basketball at 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, come on.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
You'll be at practice at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you will.
And that's when you're like, what the hell are we doing here?
Hmm?
And then you'll second think that and go, why hasn't he fixed his crossover yet?
Boom. Because while you're there, you're not going to have your time wasted. So Money Mace better be ready, which he kind of already has. Like, he kind of looks like Boom Boom Mancini. With how you guys keep his hair, you guys keep it like back. He kind of looks like Boom Boom.